Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
You're listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski, and Rick Dhaliwal on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
For me, the exciting part of seeing Alfonso move on right now is I think the ceiling is endless. You certainly don't want to put too much pressure on him, and this is obviously going to be a huge change as far as the culture goes.
This is Bob Leonard Uzzi. And flashback Friday, throwback to the 1989 summer blockbuster hit, Batman, starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Soundtrack courtesy of Prince, my friend.
This has been quite a week in our city. Who would have thought? We always take our holiday. Oh, the dog days of July. What are the world are we going to talk about? Last 48 hours has been crazy with Trevor Linden's departure, and not lost in it because the rumor started late on Friday of last week that the Vancouver Whitecaps and Alfonso Davies were in negotiations with Bayern Munich to transfer the teenage star, and they have, and they did. One of the owners of the Vancouver Whitecaps is Jeff Mallett. He has woken up early on the West Coast. Well, I don't know. What time do you wake up, Jeff? It's 8 o'clock.
I'm a natural 6:45 a.m.er.
Natural? No alarm clock needed?
No alarm clock needed. I think that's just instinctual. I don't want to miss anything, so... Including your guys' show, right? So, and I had to call Zuckerberg. This morning too, right? Get that all settled.
I was going to ask you, what's it like when? Not that you've ever woken up and lost $15 billion, but what do you think as a guy who was part of Yahoo and all that when you see the day that Zuckerberg and Facebook had yesterday?
Well, I've been pretty close to it. Back in the day, Yahoo was worth $142 billion near the peak of our day, and then when the first bumping into the downturn in 2000 to 2002, in one single day we lost close to $8 billion in one day. So it's understandable. You obviously have to take the long view, and in anything there's going to be 10, 20, 30% of your holders that are going to be market maker players that are go in and out. And so I'm not surprised. It's a big issue they're facing, and it's real. And I think it's going to take a time to get the shareholders back on side, like dealing with fans, and I'm one of them. I'm a fan, too, of the Whitecaps and Canucks, for that matter. But it'll take time to bring them back into the fold.
Oh, okay. And I should say, because of the deal you have with Bayern Munich, we can't get into financials. But since we're talking money, I want to ask you, you are very passionate with every game when you watch your teams play. You're part owner of the San Francisco Giants. When you woke up on that morning and the company, Yahoo, was down $8 billion, like, do you have coffee and say hi to your wife? Or, how do you mentally get through something like that?
It's the classic. It's, when it gets tough, you've got to be at your best. And to me, I always look at sort of three buckets. There's immediate now, right? There's issues, there's time. There's kind of a midterm picture, whatever that is, for the Whitecaps, it's the rest of the season, right? So how are we going to finish? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? And then you've got that third bucket of a horizon where, okay, we'll get out of this in, 6 months, 12 months, 18, whatever your planning horizon. And if you kind of go around between those three buckets and don't get stuck in any one of them, you tend to get out of it.
You have been involved in a lot of negotiations. How different was it to negotiate this deal with a teenager and a team, because you're dealing with a person and a move in his life? Was there anything different from what you've had in previous business experience with the whole Bayern Munich Alfonso move?
No question. I was able to sort of grab from my back pocket my experience over the last 7+ years at Derby County Football Club, because we're obviously in the business of transferring players, etc. But most of those were European-based, most of those were UK-based, most of those were sub 5 million pounds. So nothing at this global scale with the type of level of clubs and sophistication and this sort of condensed period of real sense of urgency, thanks to Alfonso, meaning he was at the top of his game, he was getting exposed, and that you try to time things for the thing, you can't. It's impossible, but it came together. And so that intensity and, Rachel Lewis, our COO, and Greg Anderson, who had long time head of our soccer operations, were the deal quarterbacks with an S there that really did an excellent job. And Greg Greg Kerfoot and myself were literally on call 7 by 24 for, it's actually a little over a three-week period when it really started to get going.
Jeff Mallett, one of the co-owners of the Vancouver Whitecaps, with us here this morning on Sportsnet 650. You know, it's probably the second biggest announcement in team history, the Davies announcement that he's going to Bayern Munich. And, you know, it's funny. It's kind of a mixed feeling, I think, for a lot of people, in the sense that you're happy to see this Canadian teenage phenom heading to Bayern Munich. At the same time, you're going, okay, well, losing a really good player, the best player on the team. But there's a lot of money coming back the other way here, Jeff. And a lot of people are wondering here this morning, is that money, like, is there a star player in the horizon here? Like, will you guys as an organization spend and bring in a nice shiny star that fans can get excited about here?
Yeah, that's good. Good question. Well, let's start first with the business itself, which is really fundamentally every single player who comes into our club, especially through our residency and our development program. The goal is never stops at MLS or the Canadian national team. It's whatever your potential is. So, you know, we say that, we believe that, we live that, we coach that way. And to have someone like Alfonso actually deliver on that is really just something that really is what it's all about. It means you can reach your highest potential. And that's really what we strive towards at the center of our club. We are ones that are deeply committed, and this is where fans, and once again, I'm a fan too, where you can question, which is we're deeply committed to player development. That has been a part of our strategy, even since when Kerfoot bought the club in 02. You know, that was really his genesis, his core, and we continue to build on that. We are very pragmatic about how we go about the football club, but this is, and building it and getting delivered. But at the end of it, our beacon, our exposure is the MLS first team. That's what we're deeply engaged in around, you know, BC, Canada, and the world. And so to answer your question is, we have a plan with this transaction. This allows us to enhance our plan, both to, you know, double or triple down on our player development side. We have 4 or 5 players in the pipeline that have the potential. Alfonso, superstar, but these guys are really good to come through. And now we're in a better position to augment with additional players as we go into the December window and this transaction completes.
But Jeff, like you, as you said, like you're a fan, and you've got more skin in the game in terms of the financial investments that you have with this organization than what the average paying customer would have, because you've put your money up front to help bring this team here. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of angry fans out there right now going, come on. As a fan, people do not necessarily feel that the Whitecaps have a fighting chance to win. It feels like, you know, the Canucks are struggling right now. There's an opportunity to really win over this marketplace as an organization here in Metro Vancouver. And boy, I mean, when you say that, you know, you're committed to player development, but, you know, maybe there's an opportunity. So are you saying that, you know, a quality designated player or franchise, a nice shiny star? I think that's what people want to see. And are you saying that there's now that possibility?
Well, I would say there's a few angry fans, but most of them are passionate fans. So the voice is getting louder, and I think that's fantastic. I really, really do. You know, I don't get too wound up in reading all of the threads, but it is just showing me the fans are super committed. Some of the ones that are really angry are not gonna, they're not maybe thinking, you know, going that way. But I love the passion play that comes in. We do have designated players. We continue to rise up on the payroll to stay competitive. But the league, you're right. I mean, you're spot on. The league, look what Atlanta's doing. Look what LAFC, if anyone, LAFC versus Galaxy last night was a brilliant display of some great talent down in LA. We are in an environment where we, how do we keep up with the Joneses without just having a club that can't be sustainable, right? So it is a lot of science and a little bit of art. And to answer your question, we have DPs right now, but we do anticipate, once again, that we're in a better position to add to the squad, including, as you say, a shiny star, as we go to in December with you because of the economics. We invested early in development, tens and tens of millions of dollars, UBC development, academies across it, and now we got a payback thanks to Alfonso and his great talents. Now we're putting that back into the football club, and they'll be added to the MLS plan, which is exciting.
Yeah, and Jeff, that's it. I used social media yesterday and said, you're coming on, any questions? And boy, oh boy, I could have been reading an awful lot of social media. And to James' point, that was the one, because I think people here have accepted the narrative of, yeah, you guys are not MLSE. You know, you're trying to build teams like there are other models in Major League Soccer with, you know, smart purchases to make your teams competitive. People will argue the purchases this year and the changes have not worked as they've been unable to find the chemistry. And you were always saying one day we'll sell. Well, my goodness, I bet you we could have had a conversation 3 years ago and you would never have said, we'll probably sell someone for upwards of $20 million in the next 3 years. So
that is true.
That's the best case scenario. So now people are going, okay, if your DPs are the guys at the 1.3, 1.4, will we see a DP that might be in the $2 or $3 million range over the next year as you take some of the funds and not all to go, listen, we're going to up the ante and maybe shop for higher players? I think that's the answer fans want.
That is the message. And this DP tagging, I get it. I understand what comes into people's mind with DP. Really what it comes down to is an energetic, passionate club that shows up and is in the position to win, not only win to get into the playoffs, where we're not talking about, geez, now we got to have a run of this many games or this to make the playoffs. We should be comfortably in there, right in the thick of things, and saying, how are we going to time it to be ready to when we get in the playoffs to win the whole thing and get a cup? So to me, it's less about a DP, push that aside and say a branded, you know, a club that people can really get behind and believe in. And right now, who's happy? Right, sitting right now with sitting on 26 points after 21 matches, we got 42 goals against. You know, we've got a goal difference of minus 12. Who's happy? I'm not happy. Are you happy? No one's. Yeah, we are not. Carl's not happy. No one's happy. So we got to. As I look at my three buckets, the now bucket is regroup. We have Fonzie. He's playing with us. No change. He's ready to go against Minnesota tomorrow night. Now we need to get online, get in there, and then now as we're planning for next year, after we have playoffs, hopefully, and drive towards a cup, we're in a better position to be more competitive in 19, thanks to our development program and Alfonso Davies.
This may not be new to fans of the sport of soccer, but it is for general sports fans who you know, are unaware of a star player, and yet they're selling them. One of the questions, and I don't know if you can answer or not, but you know, the numbers around the transfer fee, people wondering, that's not Alfonso's salary. Does he get anything of that, or he now will get a salary on top of that from Bayern Munich?
Yeah, it is different than any other professional sports league, North America and around the world. There is two separate transactions, but have to be related and come together, or there's no transaction. There is a transaction between club to club, in this case, Bayern Munich, Vancouver Whitecaps FC. We agree on the value of the transfer of that player. Simultaneously, comes in the back end, but simultaneously, there is a separate distinctive transaction between the player and the football club. That is term of agreement, wages, salary, etc. That is the definitive agreement. If that part does not come together, the player and the club cannot agree, then there is no transaction, even if we have a club-to-club transaction. So the transfer fee is what comes into the football club, and then separately, Alfonso and Bayern Munich have executed an agreement for his term and his salary, which that's their responsibility to disclose and transact and do. So it's a separate transaction.
So he has nothing to do in conversations with you guys when it's right with Bayern Munich. He can't go, Vancouver, I really don't want to go there. They're not offering me enough money.
No, yeah, the behind the ropes that goes on is, and it's a real, and this is the player is kept up to speed at the high level, and his agents, his advisors, right, of where we are, who we're talking to make sure that the player is interested. If we pick a country, it's a club from a country, you know, X, and that said, you know, the player does not want to go to that country, or, you know, then we navigate through that. We're not going to cycle through it. So they're aware of directionally where they're going. They have a range that we're aware of, sort of a compensation, so you don't get off base right, by magnitude, and you have to navigate that. And when we came to the end, there was multiple football clubs that, you know, Bayern Munich level status that were interested in the player. We had we were close on the agreement on the club side, and we were close to agreement on the player side. And then, you know, Bayern clearly became the distinctive winner in the last week of the transaction.
Jeff Mallett with us here, one of the co-owners of the Vancouver Whitecaps on Sportsnet 650. You know, Jeff, you kind of touched on it with, you know, some of these other teams that are spending lots of money here right now. And, you know, they're starting to become a league in MLS, much like we see over in Europe, the haves and the have-nots. And, you know, Toronto FC spent a lot of money. They won a title last year. You know, Seattle, you look at, they're one of the biggest spending teams. You know, there's an MLS team that won it all in 2016. Is there a thought with, as the spending increases here more and more? I mean, look at the money that LAFC is spending now. Is there a thought of selling it all?
For selling the football club,
yeah.
For us?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So great clip for myself. Get to be the fortunate ones to be the lead of the four person group. Steve Nash is still very much involved, and Steve Lusso. And yeah, great, you know, fair question continuously asked. But, you know, Greg Kerfoot and myself and our partners, Steve and Steve, are absolutely, this is a family asset. This is a, literally, as I always say, because it hits me where I love most, this is a pass on to our kids. This is a passion play. Greg didn't buy the club in 2002 for this moment. MLS and Alfonso Davis, he bought it because it's a community asset that he thought was getting lost and kids should participate. We wouldn't have been building academies across Canada and building on our residency if this wasn't the long term. So it's great. Value's going up. Look, we're business people too, right? So is the value of all the franchises, the clubs around the league? Absolutely. It's fantastic, right? It's wonderful. You know, Beckham's coming in. Cincinnati's coming in. Nashville's coming in. We've got two more spots coming in of significant above the $150 million, which the last covenant, yes, value is being created. But at the end of the day, that's what allows us to continue to invest and go forward on the football club at all aspects of it, including, you know, our Rex program for the girls' development. It's a deep pyramid, and we're heavily committed, as much financially, but deeply emotionally committed.
Jeff, it's been an interesting week for you, and congratulations should go to you and Greg and Alfonso, because boy, that was that's a big ticket, and it's good. And as you know very well, the passion around your football team never ends. Good, bad, and this was good for the last 3 days. Thanks so much for taking the time, my friend, to explain things and what's kind of been
Jeff.
A very quiet process.
You're welcome. Now, if I could move Madison Bumgarner up to the Caps and have him contribute, I would do it.
Yeah, I didn't get into it.
Quite translate.
5.5 back, but I do like the fact that your crowd was making some noise against the Jarrett Hayter when he came to the mound yesterday in San Francisco, I guess, eh?
Yeah, there was some good shouting, and so we're in the cusp of buy, sell, or hold, as we're in the middle of the baseball window too. So it's an interesting time on that front. But no, I appreciate it, guys, and I appreciate the passion. And I'll be front and center versus Minnesota to see Alfonso and the rest of the boys out there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
And stay away from Facebook stock these days, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, no, it's a buying opportunity.
That's how you make money.
There you go.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Jeff Mallett, one of the co-owners of the Vancouver Whitecaps, joining us this morning here on Sportsnet 650.
Isn't that funny? $8 billion. Oh, yeah, we lost $8 billion one day at Yahoo.
Sportsnet 650.